قال الله تعالى: أم حسبت أن أصحاب الكهف والرقيم كانوا من آياتنا عجبا إذ أوى الفتية إلى الكهف فقالوا ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا فضربنا على آذانهم في الكهف سنين عددا ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا. صدق الله العظيم. As I mentioned yesterday, inshallah, we will be doing 3 or 4 important incidents mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf and the lessons we derive from that. But just before we commence with the first incident, we'll very briefly mention the merits, the sawab, the rewards for reciting Surah Al-Kahf. Now, various narrations have been mentioned, just a few. It is mentioned in some of the hadith kitabs, like in Muslim Sharif, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, and Mustafa, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahmatullahi alayh, that whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf, he will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. Whoever memorizes the first 10 verses of Surah Kahf will be protected from the fitnas, the ill effects of Dajjal. And the same has been mentioned regarding whoever has memorized the last 10 verses of Surah Kahf. So either the first 10 verses a person memorizes, or the last 10 verses, whoever memorizes these verses, then he will be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. There's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever recites, now this is reciting, the first and the last verses of Surah Kahf, for him there will be light from his feet to his head. And the one who recites the entire surah, then for him there will be light from the earth up to the sky. It appears in some narrations, whoever recites Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, he will have light from his feet to the sky on the day of Qiyamah. And this light will serve him, it will save him on the day of Qiyamah, from the horrors of Qiyamah. And the sins that he committed from the past Jumu'ah, the minor sins, from the past Jumu'ah till that Jumu'ah will all be forgiven. For major sins, a person has to make sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the minor sins from the previous Jumu'ah, right till that Jumu'ah, all his minor sins are forgiven. Also, in another hadith, whoever recites Surah Kahf on the day of Jumu'ah, he'll be protected from every type of fitna. To such an extent that if Dajjal has to appear, then he'll be protected from the fitnas of Dajjal. Another hadith says, some ulama have narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and this is mentioned in Tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani, that Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, when Surah Kahf was revealed, when this surah came down, the entire surah was revealed at one time. Unlike many other surahs of the Holy Quran, few verses were revealed, then after some time and some other verses were revealed, but Surah Kahf is amongst those surahs that came down at one time. And when it was revealed, 70,000 angels came down with this surah to show the majesty of this surah. So we can see this is a very important surah, and it has special connection with being protected from fitnas like the fitnas of Dajjal. And ulama have explained, inshallah, as we go along, we will see the importance, why, what is the connection between this surah and Dajjal. What was the reason for this surah being revealed? We find that the Quraysh used to always pose questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to ask Rasulullah such a question that he will not know the answer of, and thereby they will try to prove that he is not a true Nabi. So they would seek assistance from the scholars of the Jews, and they would go to them and they would ask them, give us some question that we can pose to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we can ask him such a question that he does not know the answer of, and then we can see that he's not a true Nabi. So on one occasion, some of these Quraysh, like Nadhr bin Harith, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, they went to these Jewish scholars, and they told him, put forward 3 questions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Firstly, ask him about those youth who had left their hometown and what happened to them. It was a very unique incident. So the Yahud knew the story. So he asked Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happened to those youth who sought refuge in a cave, they left their hometown? What happened to them? Second question, about the person who traveled through the east and the west of the earth, and what happened to him? And thirdly, ask him about the ruh. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ. But this comes in Surah Bani Israel. Nonetheless, these three questions were posed to Rasulullah ﷺ. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, I will give you the answer. Tomorrow I will give you the answer. Rasulullah ﷺ at that particular time forgot to mention insha'Allah. So no wahi came down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah ﷺ waited. The first day, second day, 3 days, 4 days go by, until 15 days went by. In the interim, these people really felt now, we have posed such questions to him that he does not know the answer of, so now we've got a strong point against him that he cannot be a true messenger. After 15 days, Jibril alayhi salatu wasalam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the verse comes, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Do not say anything that I will do tomorrow except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Rasulullah the entire incident and answers to the question that these Quraysh had presented. So the very first question of the incident is regarding the youth. Now who are these youth? What happened to them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse, ayat number 9, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. When Rasulullah explained to these people who these youth were, what had happened, so obviously it will create some, the person will become marveled at this incident, they become amazed at this incident. So Allah ta'ala says, do you think the people of the cave and the raqim? Raqim actually means inscription. Scholars have differed exactly what raqim is, but most of them have said the raqim is an inscription, a tablet on which the names of these youth were written. Do you think that they were unusual, out of our signs? In other words, we've got many other signs which you will marvel even more greatly regarding. These are just small signs. Look at the skies, how we have built. And look at the sun and the moon. And so many other signs that we have created, showing you our magnanimity, supremacy, our sovereignty. These are signs you marvel about, but these are not the only signs. We've got many more greater signs. إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. So when these youngsters, we will explain the story first and then come to these verses and understand it better inshallah. These youngsters came from very noble family. In other words, their parents were the progeny of kings and chiefs of their people. So they came from very prominent families. But their fathers, forefathers were idol worshippers. So there was a particular occasion when the entire town participated in some religious festival. And there was a king at that time by the name of Daqiyanus, and he was a tyrant ruler. And he had compelled and forced every single person of his town to worship idols. So the entire town goes out and there is a festival and they should meet once a year or every year in this place and they had to worship these idols. That particular year when these youngsters go and they see the people worshipping idols made of their own hands, worshipping them, sacrificing animals on their names. At that time, Allah blessed these group of youngsters with hidayat. Allah gave them hidayat. They looked at what was happening. They were not happy at all. And they realized this practice is a very absurd practice. We have created these things with our own hands. How could we be worshipping them? So each one separately, they did not know, go together, they were not friends. Allah made it such that Allah gave each one of these youngsters hidayat at that time. As they were present there,
the thought ran to their mind that what these people are doing is wrong, so I need to distance myself from these people. So they came to the conclusion that worship belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has supreme power and He has created the heavens and the earth. So as these thoughts crossed these youngsters' minds, they simultaneously started to move away and they distanced themselves. They moved away from their people. So they come towards a tree. Each one takes shade under the tree. But each one is silent. None knows the reason why the other one has come. They all have moved away and Allah made it such that they all come to the very same spot under the same tree. For a long period of time, they all are silent until one of them breaks the ice. And he says, listen, we are sitting here. We have moved away from our people. There must be some reason. So what is the reason? Why have we come here? So he gives his reason. And this is the same reason why the others had also secluded themselves and moved away from the people, that they realized they could not worship those idols and they had to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the truth of the matter is that they were brought together on the spot by the power and kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who put that noor of iman in their hearts. Now when they got together, then they decided they will keep this a secret, but we need to have a place of worship where we can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they decided to find a place where they will worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a separate house for worship. But this news broke out and the family members came to know until it reached the king. They had seen that these boys were not present. They're looking very, very strange and they're going somewhere else. So soon this news reached the king Daqyanus. Immediately he summoned them. And he asked them, what were they doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and we'll do the verse, where Allah ta'ala strengthened their hearts. They were very brave, all youngsters, they stood up and they said, we are worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they even give invitation to the king to believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously he was furious, he was mad. And he promised to stone them to death. But he gave them some respite because they were youngsters. He said, go back, ponder over what you all have done, renounce this faith that you have brought in, and come back to the religion of your forefathers. But alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthened them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired them to seek refuge in a cave. And so they move out, and they seek refuge in the cave, and they escape in that way, they're saved from the clutches of this tyrant ruler, Daqyanus. As they are going, there was a dog belonging to a shepherd, and he sees this group of youngsters. Allah makes it such that this dog follows this group of youngsters. Some Mufassirin have mentioned, first they tried to chase the dog away, but they saw this dog was persistent, so they let the dog join them, and Allah made it such that this dog stretched its legs out in front of the cave, at the entrance of the cave, to protect these youngsters. Allah sent this dog to protect these youngsters. They went into this cave, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them sleep for a period of plus minus 309 years. 309 years they were asleep. But when they were asleep, if somebody had to come to them, the eyes were open, although they were sound asleep, so the person would deem them to be awake. And Allah made it such that whoever had to look at those youngsters in that cave, that person would be awestruck. So the dog outside, these youngsters are there, and if anybody sees them, it will seem as though that they are awake. 309 years, Allah preserved their bodies. Allah moved them from side to side. Any one of us sleeps the entire night on one side. What happens in the morning? With a frozen shoulder. Our hand becomes stiff. And therefore we move from side to side. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved these youngsters from side to side. The sun's rays did not shine directly on their face. When the sun rose, when the sun set, just away from them, just past the cave. So their body still remained fresh. They did not perspire. Their nails did not grow. Their hair did not grow. They did not perspire. They did not become sticky. Their clothes did not begin to smell. They were not hungry for that period of 309 years. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made hifazat of these youngsters. And as they woke up, Allah awakened them after 309 years, the very first thing was hunger. Now it was hunger. So they decided to eat something. But before that, they asked each other, that, how long did we sleep here? So somebody said one day, somebody said half a day. They did not realize that that king, the Qiyanus, the tyrant ruler, he had passed away. He died. And then after 300 years, there was a new king. And this king was a very pious ruler. It so happened at that time there were two groups. There were those who believed on the day of Qiyamah and such a thing as Ba'ath al-Maut, resurrection, which is part of our iman. We believe Qiyamah will take place and Allah Ta'ala will raise us again from our graves on the day of Qiyamah. But there was another group that could not understand this. And they were refuting this belief. This king was very pious, tried various ways to explain to them, but they could not understand. Until finally he cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes dua, Ya Allah, I leave it to you to explain to them. So Allah made it such that these youth then became the means to explain to the people of the town that see, 309 years went by, Allah made us asleep and Allah woke us up again. So this shows that there is such a thing as resurrection. It so happened that when they were hungry, they decided to send one of them only. And again, we'll explain the reason why only one person. And he must bring halal food. So he goes to the town and he has his old silver coin, which they had taken with them. And when he presents this to the storekeeper, he looks at it and he realizes this is coin from a very ancient treasure. So this person must have stolen and broken into this treasure. So immediately apprehends him. He calls others around and they take him to the king. The king had just finished his dua and he had hopes that Allah Ta'ala will send some type of sign. And when they come to the king looks at him, hears his story and realizes that these were the seven youngsters whom Allah Ta'ala had protected because the people knew that they had escaped. And the names were inscribed on the tablet. Some say that King Daqiyanus, the tyrant ruler, had written their name to show that these people went against, they rebelled against the king. So their names were there. But the belief, some people of the town, or the people who came after, knew that these were good people, they were believers. So he takes the king then to see the remaining of the youth. And he first takes permission, he tells the king, let me go in and explain to them. Lest they come out and they get a shock. So he explains to them, they come out, they meet the king, the people understand the belief of resurrection, the concept and the belief, aqidah of after maut, on the day of qiyamah, we will be raised. Then these boys take leave, they go back into the cave, and then Allah Ta'ala gives them maut. Now we'll analyze the various verses and we see what lessons we get from this surah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا. Do you think that this was just one thing to marvel about from our signs? أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ, the word kahfun in Arabic refers to a cave. Raqim, as I mentioned, it is a tablet on which something is inscribed. So the names of these seven youngsters were inscribed. إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. So they sought refuge, they escaped. I mentioned the story to you already, and Allah Ta'ala will, in the verses that are coming, Allah will explain again when they broke away from the people. So they begged Allah subhanahu that they turned the attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Oh Allah, we are asking you for mercy from yourself. And this is something that all of us should be asking. Oh Allah, we are asking you for mercy. Like the dua comes, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Ulama say this dua we should be reading every day. Oh Allah, after you have given us hidayat, you gave us iman, let our hearts not deviate. Let us not go astray. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا and وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Wallah bestow upon us mercy from you. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the one who bestows favors. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. And O Allah, make easy for us, or provide us with guidance in our matters. Rashada, the word rushd, rashad, means guidance, hidayat. هَيِّئْ, prepare. Allah, provide for us guidance in our matter. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, remember, the only surah where there is an order, a tartib, a sequence, from the beginning of the story till the end is Surah Yusuf. Surah Yusuf from the beginning, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was a child, he saw the dream, what happened, his brothers were jealous, and he was put in the well, and finally he was sold and became in the company of the minister, right till the end. That has a sequence. Other surahs don't have a sequence, like the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's scattered throughout the whole Quran, various verses come. That is through the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It shows the eloquence of the Quran. It shows that it's the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something man-made. This particular surah also does not follow any particular sequence. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already talks about when they had already come into the cave first. فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. Allah says, for a number of years, we place a veil over their ears, a hijab. Why? Because no sound must penetrate into their ears. Any person who's sleeping, if there is a loud thud, a bang, or a sound, and it's continuous, then he will wake up. So Allah Ta'ala placed a veil on the ears to protect them from any outside sound so that they could be fast asleep. So actually, ulama explained, فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَذَانِ means we made them to rest and sleep. ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ. Then after this long duration of time, we raised them. لِنَعْلَمَ. So that we may know, أَيُّ الْحِزْبَيْنِ أَحْصَى لِمَا لَبِثُوا أَمَدًا. To see which of the two groups were better in calculating the period of sleep. Now the two groups, here again there is ikhtilaf, difference of opinion amongst the mufassirin. Some say it was amongst the believers themselves, some say amongst these youth themselves. There was, some said we spent one day, some said half a day. Some give the opinion that it was a difference of opinion between these youngsters who felt they spent first only a day or half a day, and those believers who now were there 309 years later who knew the story, or had heard about the story, or they knew about these youngsters who had sought refuge, but they did not know what had happened. So they realized that these youngsters had lived for 300 years. So there's a difference of opinion regarding these two groups. Nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentions, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ نَبَأَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. That we relate to you their information with truth. إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ. Verily they were a group of youngsters. آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ. They brought iman in their Rabb. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَى. We increased them in guidance. Here again, ulama have explained that see the strength Allah Ta'ala has given the youth, the vigor, the exuberance. They play a very important role in the upliftment of Islam. And even ourselves, what you do in your youth, that will help you lifelong. How often a person becomes very old, and then he says, how I wish I was young as you are, and I could do this, and I could do that deed, I could do this action, and that perform that action, I could read my namaz properly. When I was a youngster, I wasted my time. That is why in Arabic, there is a saying, لَيْتَ الشَّبَابَ يَعُودُ. The person is old, he says, how I wish that my youth returns to me. But that wish, that expression is something which is impossible. So when a person is young, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and many ulama have mentioned, that the time ripe for correction of deeds, islah of yourself, is when you are a youngster. Don't wait for old age and then I will rectify my life. When you are young, this is the most beautiful time. And you find in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een, there were so many Sahaba whom we discussed the biography of, and we will talk such that they achieved such great merits. But if you look at their lives and their age in the time of Rasulullah, some they were youngsters. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah, youngster, plus minus 10, 11 years old. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhumah, Hazrat Anas radiallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was just 10 years old and he was already the khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like that, there are so many sahaba at a very young age, they had already gained a ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a lesson for all of us, especially the youth. Don't feel, and shaitan will mislead you. Shaitan will beguile you. Your nafs will beguile you. Nafs will tell you, I'm still young, let me enjoy myself. Sometimes the parents also, they falter. They say, she's still young, he's still young. He's only baligh now. You can't be too hard on them. You're not being hard. You're showing them the correct way. Look at these youngsters. Allah inspired them. Allah gave them guidance. Allah then increased the hidayat. So, innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. They brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. We strengthen their hearts. Rabata in Arabic means to tie something. We tied their hearts very firmly. We strengthened their hearts. Why? When the Qiyanus, the tyrant, summoned them, إِذْ قَامُوا. They stood up very, very firmly. They were brave. فَقَالُوا. Very clearly and openly they said, رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Our Rabb is the Rabb of the skies and the earth. They were very clear about this. رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا. We will never worship anybody else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is our Rabb. He is the Lord of the skies and the earth. And we shall never invoke any other God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have to do this, then we would be saying something far from the truth. لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذَا شَطَطَ. The word shatata means to go past any boundary, to transgress. If we had to say that somebody else is our God and our ilah, then we will be doing something wrong, something which is false, away from the truth. We'll be transgressing the limitations, the boundaries. And they say, هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا. These are our people, our fathers and grandfathers. اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا. They have taken somebody besides Allah as the God. لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. That they should bring, why don't they bring a clear proof on what they believe in? If they got a proof that they should be worshipping those idols, they will accept it. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. That who could be more unjust, more zalim, more unjust than the one who fabricates a lie against Allah. When Allah has not given any proof of him having any partners, in fact Allah has made it very, very emphatic and clear, he's got no partners. لَا شَرِكَ لَهُ. So now you are saying that Allah has got partners, you are fabricating a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the very first lesson we learn here in the surah is a lesson of tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our aqeedah demands from us that we have to believe only in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all his names and his qualities. Allah has got no partners whatsoever. These people believe very, very firmly on this oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُهُمْ. Allah ta'ala then inspired them that when you move away from your forefathers or from your parents and your family, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And from whatever they're worshipping besides Allah, what must you do? فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ. Seek refuge in a cave. This has been the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he protected many people who were strong on iman. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he made hijrah from Makkah to Medina, where did he seek refuge? In a cave with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. There's another incident also of the people of the cave which we mentioned in Babu Tawbah in Riyadu Salihin. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect them, they had full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala told them to seek refuge in a cave. يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا. Allah ta'ala will spread for you from him, from his mercy. Allah will spread his mercy for you and Allah will provide for you ease and comfort for your matter, in your matter. So Allah will provide for you ease in your matter. This strengthening of the heart, this happens when a person is firm on his iman. He is prepared to face whatever trial and tribulation that is coming. That is why أَفْضَلُ الْجِهَادِ مَنْ قَالَ كَلِمَةَ حَقٍ عِنْدَ سُلْطَانٍ جَائِرٍ. The most greatest of all jihads is when a person stands before a tyrant ruler and he speaks the truth. We saw in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the tabi'een, the awliya of Allah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, I mentioned 15 Shaban, his incident, that he spoke the truth. And he was lashed, he was whipped very severely. Like that many others also. But they were firm. So Allah Ta'ala strengthened the hearts. The same strengthening of the heart happened to the mother of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. When Musa alayhi salam was born, and we know Fir'aun, the tyrant ruler there, if any male was born, then he had ordered his soldiers to kill that child. Allah Ta'ala inspired that, place him into the sea. And لا تخافي ولا تحزني إن رادوه إليك. And Allah mentioned that we strengthen the heart. The very same word appears there also, that we strengthen her heart. Allah made her heart firm. She was not shaky. She was not restless. Allah kept her very, very qa'im on iman, steadfast on iman. So when a person is on the true aqidah, and he is on the true belief, iman, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah ta'ala gives him that himmat. Allah gives him the courage. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about how they come into this cave. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَ التَّزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ وَإِذَا غَرَبَ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. They're in the middle of the cave, and Allah says, and you see the sun when it rises, it turns away from the cave towards the right. When it sets, it just bypasses them towards the left. ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ. Whomsoever Allah guides, then he's on the right path. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. If Allah misleads any person, then فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. He will never find a guider, a friend for him. A murshid, somebody who can guide him. He will never find a true friend for him. Because now he's misguided. Allah says, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا. When you look at these youngsters, who Allah Ta'ala gave them, put them to sleep, but Allah made it such that the appearance was as though they were awake. وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا. And when you look at them, you will think them to be awake. وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ. Allah says, while they are fast asleep. وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. We turn them from left to right, the sides. And Allah says, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. And their dog has its forelegs stretched out on the wasid, refers to the doorstep, the entrance of the cave. لَوِدْ تَلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala addresses Rasulullah SAW, but of course, it's meant for every other person. That if any one of you had to go and peep at them, and peer at them, لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا. You would escape from them. Why? Because we would have full rob awe in them. In other words, anybody who saw them, they would become awestruck. Allah gave them that appearance to safeguard them. Ulama mentioned a very beautiful point here. They see the dog that traveled with them, stayed in their company. That dog has been mentioned in the Quran Majid. If you miss this verse, وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعِهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ, your Surah Kahf is not complete. Till the day of Qiyamah, you have to read, you have to mention this dog. And Allah is praising this dog. How this dog protected these youngsters. So ulama have mentioned, if a dog, an animal, because it stayed in the suhbah, the company of pious youngsters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this dog in the Holy Quran. Imagine then those who are believers, if they stay in the company of the pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will be their position then? So this also is an indication of suhbat of salihin. May Allah give us the company of the pious ones, so that we also, by staying in the company, we may also become pious, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. We have given the entire incident already, but the verses again, inshallah, will continue tomorrow, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then raises them from their sleep. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make dua, inshallah. Even though today is not an odd night, we must still make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dhikr, make tilawat, make tahajjud. And we will still have a second session also, inshallah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at how genuine we are, how sincere we are. Even though Laylatul Qadr night, Allah ta'ala made it easy for us that we search on the odd nights. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that even the even night, my banda is coming towards me, my bandi is coming towards me. Then Allah ta'ala will grant us Laylatul Qadr, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والسداد. اللهم إنا نسألك الاستقامة. يا الله forgive us our sins, يا الله. يا الله, these are the Mubarak nights, يا الله, that you have kept, my Allah. This Mubarak month of Ramadan you gave us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for this ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr, you gave us life, my Allah. You gave us health, my Allah. You gave us the ability to keep roza and perform our tarawih salah, ya Allah. Don't snatch away this ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us more and more tawfiq to make more ibadat, my Allah. Make help us to make our ibadat correctly, my Allah. Allahumma inna ala dhikrik. Wallah, assist us to make your dhikr correctly. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. يا الله, we can't even make your shukr properly. يا الله, you help us to make your shukr properly. Help us to make our ibadat properly, my Allah. Make our ibadat be such that you accept it and you are happy with it, my Allah. يا الله, give us tawfiq, يا الله, even after the month of Ramadan to remain with istiqamat, my Allah. يا الله, let it not happen that the month of Ramadan will end and we go back to our old habits, my Allah, and then we discard our salat, and then, يا الله, we go back to all our evil practices and ways and vice and evil. يا الله, keep us in the company of the pious, my Allah. Show us your pious servants, my Allah. يا الله, make us become pious, my Allah. Make us stay in the suhbat of the salihin, يا الله. Make us our hearts be inclined to such people, may Allah. Make our hearts be inclined to your ulama, may Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us divorce ourselves from your ulama, from the ulama, may Allah, from your pious servants, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us gain your pleasure, ya Allah, through sitting with them, may Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us every single sin we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we committed those sins, ya Allah, at that time, ya Allah, you were watching us, may Allah. Ya Allah, perhaps our wives and children were not there, our parents were not watching us, may Allah. Our teachers were not there, our students were not there, ya Allah, but you were watching us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of every single sin we committed, may Allah. Ya Allah, you created us, may Allah. Ya Allah, you know our weakness, may Allah. Ya Allah, you have kept the doors of Tawbah open, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have read the kitabs and the ahadith, ya Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, how you are willing to forgive, may Allah. Ya Allah, emancipate our soul from the fire of Jahannam in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, don't make us go into Jahannam, may Allah. Free us from fire of Jahannam, may Allah. Don't take us even close to Jahannam, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannatul Firdaus, may Allah. Give us the higher stages in Jannat, may Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of changing our lives, may Allah. Ya Allah, we read the story about these youngsters, may Allah. Ya Allah, make all our youth, ya Allah, like these youngsters, may Allah. Make them sit fast on Iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them, ya Allah, have a perfect Iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, increase them in Hidayat, may Allah. Ya Allah, all our young boys and young girls, may Allah, protect them from all type of evil, may Allah. Protect them from zina, may Allah. Protect them from rave club, may Allah. From disco clubs, may Allah. From gambling, may Allah. From drinking, may Allah. From taking wine, may Allah. And taking drugs, may Allah. And living a life of filth, may Allah. Ya Allah, bring our young boys to the masajid, may Allah. Let our young sisters read their 5 times salat at home, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them become pious, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them the noor of iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, give them noor of ilm, may Allah. Give them beneficial knowledge, may Allah. Make them be pious doctors and pious teachers, may Allah. Make them be pious people who will be an asset to society, may Allah. Ya Allah, make them the flag bearers of deen, may Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them from Dajjal, may Allah. Protect them from every type of fitna, may Allah. Protect them in this country, may Allah. Wherever they may go, may Allah. In whichever country the youth are, may Allah. Protect them from becoming modern, may Allah. Protect them from losing the iman, may Allah. Protect them from becoming murtad, may Allah. Ya Allah, keep them qaim, may Allah. That they will stand up and say, Rabbuna, Rabbu samawati wal ard. لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهًا. Ya Allah, they'll have a strong iman, may Allah. They'll be protected from Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, you help them, may Allah. Help the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the condition of the ummah, may Allah. Ya Allah, ummah bohat pareshan hai, ya Allah. Pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, remove that pareshani, ya Allah. Whatever difficulty they may be faced with, may Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is drought or famine, may Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is hunger, may Allah. Allah. Whether it is war that they are suffering, my Allah. Allah, their homes are being bulldozed, my Allah. Every now and then we hear about Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. We hear of how young Palestinians are being killed, my Allah. Ya Allah, mothers are being raped, my Allah. Young girls, ya Allah. Young children, ya Allah. They stand up and they say, Rabbuna Rabbu Samawati wal Ard. My Allah, they get shahadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are lucky, ya Allah. Ya Allah, but ya Allah, change the conditions, ya Allah. And save them from the persecution of the tyrant rulers, my Allah. In Syria, my Allah. How long they have been persecuted, my Allah. How long they, ya Allah. They have gone from one town to another town. They walk for miles and miles and miles for days on end with not even a drop of water. Ya Allah, the whole world is blind, my Allah. Ya Allah, the whole world turns away besides a few people who you have given tawfiq to look at them with a merciful eye. Ya Allah, who are trying their best to provide for them, my Allah. All those who are assisting them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Shower your mercies upon such people, my Allah, and their families, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help and protect our masajid, our madaris, our makatib, our ulama, our people, our young, our old, my Allah, our elderly ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many suffering, various diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them kamil shifa. Shifa, ajil, mustaqir, da'ib, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have left this world, family, friends, my Allah. Our mashayikh, our asatiza. Our pupils, my Allah. Our friends. Ya Allah, our near ones and dear ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, especially, my Allah. Our Hazrat Marana rahmatullahi alayhi. Ya Allah, for so many years, ya Allah, he made an effort and he cried, my Allah. He cried for the young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeing his barakah today, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give him the highest of stages in jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, let his good legacy continue, my Allah. Protect us from all type of fitnas, my Allah. Ya Allah, all obstruction, remove it from our path, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept whatever little efforts we are trying to make, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us ikhlas, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us sincerity, my Allah. Whatever good work that is taking place, ya Allah, in different organizations, my Allah. Ya Allah, whether it is charitable work, ya Allah, social welfare work, whatever it is, my Allah. Whether it's imparting your deen, ya Allah, in the maktab, hifz class, darul ulooms, in the masajid, in the form of bayans, literature, whatever it may be, my Allah. Except, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know who is doing what work, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know who is doing what good work he is doing and she is doing, my Allah. Grant each one more tawfiq of doing even more. Ya Allah, and grant them maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant them family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us a good maut, my Allah. Give us maut and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave these youngsters that we read about today, Ashabul Kahf, maut and iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we get maut and iman, then we are successful, my Allah. Ya Allah, right till the last moments, we are not safe from the clutches of nafs and shaitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass away with the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our tongues, my Allah. Let us experience a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. Burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you just for a small piece of land there, my Allah. Just a small piece, my Allah. Ya Allah, at least we'll have some hope if we die with iman and buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Then we'll be raised with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have not seen him, my Allah. Ya Allah, but we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearly. Ya Allah, we read in the Shama'il how handsome he was, how beautiful he was, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have come long after Sahaba and Tabi'in, my Allah. Don't deprive us of being in his company on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, let's be in his company, Allah. Raise us in his companionship, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Holy Quran from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, let him be such, my Allah. He recognizes us, my Allah. He must be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let us be in the company of the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhu majma'in, all of them, my Allah. We have read about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and so many other sahabat, Azwadi Mutaharat, our beloved mothers, my Allah, Ummahatul Mu'mineen, my Allah. We have read about Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma, the grandchildren of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ahl-Bayt, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we have heard and read different stories of the great Sahaba, my Allah. Every one of them, you were pleased with, my Allah. They are shining stars, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love them, my Allah. We hear the azan, we think of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Oh, my Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let us be raised with such people, my Allah. With your pious friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know we are rotten, my Allah. We are sinners, my Allah. Our hearts are so ugly, my Allah. Our hearts are filthy, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, Ya Allah. Before moth strikes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are weak, my Allah. Our tarawih also, Ya Allah, we battle to stand up, my Allah. Ya Allah, our du'as also, Ya Allah, our hands begin to pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, we make zikr, we get tired, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot make the sacrifice like Sahaba made, my Allah. They gave their lives, my Allah. They spilled their blood for your sake. Ya Allah, we just complain and complain and find faults of the whole ummah, my Allah. Day and night, we point fingers at ulama, and sulah, and pious friends, my Allah. We find faults with masajid, madaris, my Allah. Our life is just being spent with a cell phone, my Allah. Ya Allah, what fitna has come upon us, my Allah. We have lost direction completely, my Allah. Don't make us go astray now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. We are begging you, protect us, help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us reach the maqam of ihsan, my Allah. Anta'abud Allah ka'annaka tara. Ya Allah, we want to make ibadat as though we can see you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the consciousness that you are watching us all the time, my Allah. Help us to shun sin and shun evil and filth, my Allah. Don't make us make ghibat anymore, my Allah. Don't make us quarrel and dispute, Ya Allah. Help us to suppress our anger, my Allah. Help us to suppress our nafs, my Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, after the month of Ramadan, shayateen will be released, my Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to us again then, my Allah? Ya Allah, give us the whole thing, whatever Maria Kareem Mubarak has, my Allah, make us in the jannah. Ya Allah, in Ya Allah, without any hisab kitab, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every beginning. Small fitna, especially the fitna of the Dajjal. Ya Allah, if we are not living, our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, if they are living, my Allah, protect them from the Dajjal, my Allah. Protect them from the Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them be in the group of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala. Ya Allah, make them be amongst those believers, my Allah. Ya Allah, help the ummah of Rasulullah SAW, help us. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. So many people have got no jobs, my Allah. They've got no food to bring onto the table, my Allah. Their children, Ya Allah, are hungry, my Allah. Whilst we have got so much, Ya Allah, we're making shukr for the ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, provide for all those, Ya Allah, who have got no provisions, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad. Our brothers have sat here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and others are sitting at home, my Allah. Patiently, my Allah, they have raised their hands. After performing Taraweeh, my Allah. They keep Rosa the entirety. They made tilawat zikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, they heard the talk, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is this part of the night, my Allah. We are begging you, my Allah. You are hay and qayyum, my Allah. Ya Allah, sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will never experience death, my Allah. You created mort and you created hayat, my Allah. You are wa khaliq and raziq, my Allah. You will always remain, my Allah. Wa yabqa wajhu rabbika dhul jalali wa ikram. Everything else will perish, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are the creator of dunya and akhirat, my Allah. You are the creator of jannat, my Allah. Give us the jannat. You are the creator of jahannam. Protect us from jahannam, Ya Allah. Fulfill our jaiz muraz, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our difficulties. Ya Allah, give us a qalb salim, my Allah. Give us sound deeni knowledge, my Allah, and help us to make islah for our hearts and show us sirat mustaqim, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Ya Allah, all those requested duas from different parts of the world, Ya Allah, accept all the jaiz murads. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله يا رب العالمين.